Okay. Happy fucking happy hour. Look who's here. It's Laura fucking Keitlinger, everybody. How did this happen, John? I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Laura Keitlinger started following me on Twitter. Can you please... I can see if she'll do the happy hour.
Yeah, but you don't know how to work Twitter, so I have to get...
Right.
Because I tweeted you to DM me.
Oh, it's so funny. I've been calling
you
myself...
You need to move closer to him, which I know is upsetting.
No, it isn't. I've been calling myself Aunt Laura because I wasn't sure what DM means. And
I'm the same.
And I was nervous. Well, first of all, I used to have a crush on John. I used to watch him when he had
long... Wait a minute. This is the first time ever. Because most women that come on here talk about how repelled they are by John when he hits on them. This is so fantastic.
Why
and John hasn't hit on me at all.
Yeah, why used to?
I mean, you look even better now. But
what's going on?
Okay, first of all, here's my when John called.
Yes.
My question was, John? I can ask you since you're sitting right
yes,
here.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Do you usually book guests while you're in the car? He was booking me. He said, wait. Oh no.
No, usually this is how it is. He's at the Comedy Store. He's like, you want to come do the thing at Steph's house? And then people show up
that night, like
as if they've been kidnapped, like Pamela Anderson and Borat. And they're like, John just said to come. I don't really know what it is or who you are or what's happening.
Yeah.
So no, if he gave you any explanation,
oh,
that's
no,
more.
Oh, no, he
yeah.
did. No, it's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
It very, very persuasive.
Yeah.
First a text, then phone, then at my kitchen window.
All right. Did you know that she wanted to fuck you? What's wrong
Wait,
with you?
No,
when have you ever missed an opportunity,
she
John?
She didn't. She never told me that.
For God's sake.
If I were, I would have been over her house before we got here.
I think of
the night's young
crushes without sex. Let's talk about Stephanie. You were telling me about
yes.
We're talking briefly about pickup lines. You said you had some.
Because you no, I don't.
Oh, you don't.
You're the greatest writer in the world.
No, I have.
So you said you have someone you want me to meet.
I have. Yes, I do.
Okay.
And she's
and so, and I'm like, you're writing the pickup lines because I will fuck this up.
But I have a pick. I have my pickup line for men, which I rarely do, and it's I'll just tell. It's kind of
okay.
a whole
All
little
right.
production. If you know, guys at a bar, and then there's an empty seat next to him, I'll make a gesture like I'm about to ask if the seat's
right.
taken, and instead I say, "Is this cock taken?"
Oh, that's fantastic and so subtle.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And
John, this is your soulmate. This
yes,
is,
I love her already.
It the doesn't work. Of a sledgehammer.
But usually, if it's somebody with a sense of humor, they'll laugh, or somebody else will just say, "What?" And then I'll.
Well, I don't want to get too personal because you are famous in your own right, but you famously dated Jack Black for a long time.
I did.
And I'm just saying, John Melendez is in that type.
It makes
it's
total
in your
sense
wheelhouse.
Because I'm very friendly with Jack, and I wrote a bunch of bits for Jack on the Tonight Show.
Oh, great.
And when Jack was on the Stern Show, he told me when he was promoting School of Rock, he went, "John, this was your role."
Right.
You know, and Jack and I have always been cool, and
that
now
fucker.
It's just so funny that you were married to him. Now it explains the crush
oh,
on
I'm
me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even know. Wait a minute. I didn't
I
get
wasn't
that far.
Married. No,
no.
I've
oh.
been
not
engaged.
Married.
I'm against straight marriage.
Good for you.
Oh.
Been...
Those fucking breeders. I fucking hate that.
Oh, I love you even more now.
I know. I've been engaged. But you know, and I feel, but, and Kate, you know, I live with my boyfriend, though, so I have to say
oh, you have a boyfriend?
I'm not completely.
Wow.
Oh, there goes my pickup lines.
Oh, I know.
Wait a second. So when did you have a
crush
on
me? Please clap.
When you were, when we were both kids, when you were on MTV and you had long hair. And I thought, you know, you were the precursor to TMZ. Like, you were the funny.
John, I have a wig. You could totally get fucked
you know
later.
What? No, but do you know what I mean? Like, that, you were, you know, finding
He's
celebrities
cute.
And accosting them in a way
cute.
That was entertaining. And now it's not anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know,
well,
listen.
What's not?
I don't think TMZ is as entertaining as
oh,
like when
no.
John.
No,
it was
I mean,
funny.
No,
it was, kind of,
yeah.
it was clever.
Raquel Welch yeah. kicked his ass.
Yeah,
oh, really?
She punched me in the nose for asking her, are they drooping yet?
Oh,
when who wouldn't?
I think she hit me with the left
right.
one.
See, I wouldn't
you
even know
what
he was
John,
talking about.
John paved the way for Donald Trump because we're like, that's not that sexist. John Melendez said way worse shit.
Could you believe what he just said about the abortion
oh,
thing?
Oh, yeah. Women need to be punished for abortion.
Well. Great.
Do you have some thoughts?
Yeah.
I think this was the thing we have always said what was the thing that's going to bring him down. This will bring him down.
I'm afraid that The Handmaid's Tale is about to be the Bible.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it's all
yes.
about just women don't, you know, their only purpose is to produce and do whatever, you know, a man would like them to do.
Right. Right. And, you know, it's like a zombie fucking movie where, like, you're like, oh, Donald Trump is horrible. I'm going into Ted Cruz's arm. Oh, he's a zombie, too. Right.
It's just, it's unreal. It's just
yeah.
unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, I
I think there should be, I think that the birth control, the after, what is it called? RU486?
Yeah.
I think that should
I
be.
I don't know. Are you?
No. RU486.
Are you asking? Or?
I think that should be. I forgot what it was called. I think that should be in, you know, in gum machines at the supermarket and at the
right.
It's, you know.
Well, they're gonna just like science is gonna outrun these Neanderthal motherfuckers because
Yeah.
You're right. The abortion pill, they're already going to. It's going to be more available, and it's like, snap.
You know, I think Trump's mother should be punished.
Yes, well, I agree with you, Laura.
Well, that's what I said. I said, you know, Trump's against abortion. I wish his parents weren't.
See, he really just took what you said and he just built on it. That's why you're
no, right. I tweeted
no,
that.
No, that was funnier than what
that
I
yesterday.
Said. No, I have.
Wait, how long have you been with a boyfriend? What the fuck, Laura?
We've been living together for 2 years.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Who is he? Anybody famous?
No, he isn't famous. I was trying to make something up.
Does he do something that we would know?
He's a filmmaker and
Steven
Soderbergh. You probably don't know.
Oh, nice.
Are you making that up?
Of course, I'm making it up.
Okay,
no.
Good.
No,
that was a good one.
Yeah,
Quentin
David
Tarantino?
Lynch. He's
okay. That's a good one too.
Okay.
No, you could
one more.
All this shit up. You could run for president. You're making everything up.
I'm trying. Okay. but I have a joke that should I tell you my abortion joke that gets grown?
Oh please.
Yes.
Oh please. What's
yes.
funnier?
Which I think is so. To me, it's very subtle. It's not even about that really. I just say, well, I've had two abortions, and it's true what they say. It's hard to outlive your kids. and then I have to go on. Then I usually say, because everybody goes, oh, you know, they get bummed out. I say, no, it's not true. I've just had one and I did it online and I'm still waiting for confirmation. Then everybody's like kind of okay with me. But you know what? I did that joke in San Diego.
Yes.
And I was shocked because I thought all of California was cool.
Right.
But it's very, you know,
right.
They're like,
Laura Keitlinger, can I just say I've been a fan forever. John, you can imagine, like you, Google. I was like, fuck, straight. God damn it. Anyway,
that's
okay. But
this is the first straight hot girl you've had in the studio since I've been here.
Fucking buzzkill, man. But anyway. No, I've always thought you're just so gorgeous and so talented and so, you're such a great writer. You're such a great comedian. We know all the same people. So John Canale, who's done Happy Hour, and Chris Young, who are my good friends. John Canale was a head writer on Will and Grace, who you were also a writer for.
Mm-hmm.
And they love you more than the heat of 1,000 white hot suns.
But look, now that you've complimented me, are you a little disappointed to see that I'm a Southern man with sideburns in person? Are you a little disappointed?
No, you are not a Southern man with sideburns. What are you saying?
But
you wrote on everything. You wrote on Will and Grace. Mm-hmm. You wrote on Roseanne.
Right.
Roseanne's been on this show going, Stephanie, stop talking about my macadamia nuts. It's not funny. How was that experience?
That was, you know, I feel like Roseanne has always gotten sort of she has a bad reputation for firing people, but it's because she gives everyone a chance.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I think, no, I had a great experience there because there are probably 20 writers, and I was in a room with like six other comics. Lois Bromfield, I don't know if you...
I loved Lois.
Isn't
oh my
that
God.
Crazy?
She died, but...
What?
I know, everyone's just telling me... What?
Wait, didn't she? Am I wrong?
I didn't know that.
Wait, am I thinking of the wrong... Yes, she was... Wasn't she with Lenny Bruce? She was... Wait, are
well,
we talking about the same person?
No.
I'm thinking of someone else.
I know Lenny
so
Bruce
sorry.
Died.
Who?
I know Lenny Bruce died.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yes. No.
No, it's not.
I loved Lois Bromfield, but am I thinking of the wrong person?
You would have to be. She's a lesbian who never dated Lenny Bruce.
Okay, then I'm entirely incorrect.
Oh, that's okay.
But whoever did,
but that's
with
what,
Lenny
wasn't
Bruce,
I called
I
out
also
as a,
loved, and she did die.
Wasn't I called out as a big phony just now? Oh, great friend of mine. Yeah, too bad she died. Oh, what? Oh. Yeah.
No, I love Lois Bromfield, but anyway, go ahead.
No, that was not.
I'm just glad for the first time it's not me that puts my foot in my mouth.
No, I think, no, it's so funny. I said when I walked in, I told Stephanie that we have to be friends because all of my friendships are based on proximity.
I know.
And we're 5 minutes away from
each
other.
We live 5 minutes away. Yeah. And we have all our friends are like best friends.
Yeah. John and Chris.
John and Chris are like, get her a martini, which I did. They said,
yes,
get her looped
yes,
up. She
very
likes martinis.
Happy now. Yeah.
I love martinis.
I do too.
So how long have you been dating this director?
You're so... We live together, John. Thank you.
You always
that
sound
would be
so
awkward.
Hopeful
might,
about
you.
No, but it always sounds so positive about her.
Wouldn't it be awkward if, John, you know, when you live with someone and you've... I usually announce if I'm having drinks on stage that I live with somebody, and I say that to remind myself so I don't get drunk and bring someone home.
Does he direct, like, everywhere, like, in bed? Like, okay, cut, cut.
No, but I've had those types. I've had those types that told me what to do. That I had a guy that asked me, when I was on my back, asked me to hit him. And, yeah, and you know, when you're on your back, and I thought, that's, you know, I
mean, like, I can't really get much of a roundhouse going, but I'll try.
It's lucky for you that I, you know, sleep with a knife under my mattress, because I can't even get
like
close.
Like Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
Right. I got it right here.
Yeah, but so it was it was really an awful experience, too, because I hit him, and this person, who I won't mention whose name was a while ago, this was an actor.
Yes.
And he said, oh, not so hard, I have a shoot in the morning.
Okay, so we liked, I liked abuse, but not to the extent that it would mark his pretty face.
But then, I mean, then,
it couldn't have been Tom Cruise.
No. No, it was someone about my height. And then he said, use your left hand. And then I used my left hand. And then it was this awful, like, palsied scratch across the chin. And then he said, wow, we're really good together.
Oh,
and I thought, how close can you be to someone and not realize or have any idea what they're thinking?
Will you tell us off the air?
What?
Who it was?
Who this guy is?
Oh, I will, absolutely.
Oh, great, I love you.
I definitely will.
Because that's really will. Like, you're bad at S&M. You're just like, oh, you're bad.
I know, and why not ask me when I'm standing up, when I could really, you know, I have so much hate, I could kill us both.
I could get some shit going if I were like awake and alert and standing up. Yeah. But laying on my back, I'm just like, oh.
I'm like a bug on my back.
I've had two girls tell me, you know, I don't get it. Like, they just say, hit me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's so bizarre. I mean,
what do you mean, hit you? Like, how?
Like just slap in the face.
No.
Yeah, really? And I'm like, no, I'm not. But, you know, some girls are really into that whole thing. And this one was a lawyer. She was a lawyer.
Oh, that's awful.
Which I almost did want to slap in the face.
Well, no, everyone wants to slap a lawyer.
No, but I mean, it's so bizarre, right? I'm not into that whole thing.
I know.
Are we making love or just beating the shit out of each other?
I know.
Like a little tiny spanking.
Life is difficult enough, you know?
But there's like a line. There's like a line, right? With dirty talk and spanking. You're like, okay, now I'm a fucking dirty French whore. No, that's too much now. And it was too hard. Now it hurts.
I'll tell you a funny
story. Not at Thanksgiving.
I'll tell you a funny story.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, not at Thanksgiving.
Oh, Laura Keitlinger, ladies and gentlemen. No. Come on, we have fucking Laura Keitlinger here.
She's the best. She's the best.
Jesus, you've how many HBO specials have you had?
No, pre-recorded audience.
You've had two
can't.
Specials on HBO, six on Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. You are a legend in your own time.
And I walked here because I live in my car. No,
that's
not
fantastic.
No, you don't.
This is how you know how successful she is. She drove here in her Porsche.
Oh, no, that's just a full. You know what? That's just my. Yeah, it's just midlife.
Oh, that was your Uber.
Crisis.
Your Uber drives a Porsche.
Yes. No. It was so.
I mean, you know how much more successful she is when she pulls up in a Porsche and I'm in a Toyota Corolla.
We know how things have gone for all of us.
No. That's so.
She's
funny.
Nice enough to come
because
into
I'm
my basement.
I would want you to think that. You know, when I got the car, I don't own my house, but I have. You know, bought a car. You know, so
and Sean took a bicycle, so we know where we are.
You've done everything. Daily Show, Saturday Night Live. You were a correspondent for Daily Show, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were on Lucky Louie, right? On HBO.
Were you his wife in that?
No, I was the neighbor. The actor who played my husband is brilliant, and I can only remember his first name now.
Because I know Norton. I'm good friends with Jim
Norton. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. You know, there was one day when we all got out of our trailers. It was Rick Shapiro and Jim and Jerry Minor and Pam Adlon. We were all in our bathrobes getting out of our separate little trailers outside. And I thought this would be what it would be like to be in an assisted living center, or to be in a mental institution. And we're all just in our bathrobes shuffling around.
Show businesses. Yeah. Until you got to the old folks home in Studio City for old actors. Yeah.
Gosh, that was fun. I had a great time on that
show. Let's talk about Saturday Night Live. So, writer, 20th season, right? Also, you played Brooke Shields, Marcia Clark, Paula Poundstone, Mary Hart, and Connie Chung, which is an interesting choice for you.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. My favorite, the best time I had on that show was when I played Connie Chung, and I went through what they call it candy glass. You know, when you go break through the glass, it's called, you know, and it just breaks.
Yeah. Yes.
That was the best time I had. Period.
Why did Connie Chung break through glass?
Because she was going after Newt Gingrich's mother for an interview. Is that sad that I can't even remember that?
I
think
that.
I should have been a stunt person because First of all, right. I'm clumsy. I'm always
me
falling.
Me too.
And I don't mind falling and whatever.
Yeah. Well, Marsha Clark is a friend of mine. So
really?
I played her on my short-lived late-night TV show, and all I did is just put eyeshadow under my eyes.
Cause how funny.
And she's still my friend now, but she was very tired then.
Right, I'm sure.
And that was like, we would do a scene where we would cut back to me every, and I'd have different hairdo every time we cut back. Like, mm-hmm. I'd have, like, Link from Mod Squad, and then you'd cut back.
That's, I remember.
Because women
I know
get
how
judged
good
differently.
Your show was. I liked your show a lot. I want you to do another show.
Thank you.
Instead of, you know, when they're all saying, now we have, and I think Samantha Bee is amazing, and
she's
I've been
amazing.
Watching her. But why should there just be one female in late night?
Because it's like when we started in stand-up, they're like, we can't have a female stand-up because we had one last month.
Right.
Yeah.
I hate that. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a shame.
You're on
it should be Stephanie.
Well, you're on the Writers Guild, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to just say, Steph, I don't know if you know this. The Writers Guild just passed this. They are now going to support transgender communities and pay for top surgery and all the surgeries that deal with transgender people. It just happened. It's effective June 1st.
Son.
I have a transgender son.
Oh.
But it just happened, and it's effective June 1st.
That's very progressive, isn't it?
Yes, I'm so happy for the Guild. I'm sorry, but that's it was
I'm
very
I'm still yelling
to
at the Guild. I was trying to get my checks each.
Don't you wish Caitlyn Jenner wasn't such a dick and a cunt?
Oh, you're so funny. I don't know that.
Was that bad, Sean?
That
should we edit that out?
No.
I always said I wish I could have given her advice. I would never tell anyone to become an older woman. I know from experience.
You're a perfect
it's
Republican.
A drag.
You're old, you're white, you're rich.
Yeah.
You don't give a shit about anyone but you. You're perfect.
Yeah.
I like how she says her Porsche is a midlife crisis. I can't, I can't afford a Porsche as my midlife crisis. I just buy donuts.
I got the fancy ones. I got the glazed. yeah, but it's so funny because being friends with Marsha and now Hillary, like women do just judge differently, right?
Oh, I know. It's
you're
really,
just
it's
like Jesus
incredible.
Christ. Like, if Hillary had Bernie's hair, give me a fucking break.
Oh,
like, right?
Everything's picked apart. Yeah, it's so unfair. I know that people would spend a lot more time on, I think, on Daniel Trump's, hair and makeup if they thought. You know what I mean? About how bad he looks. But
right.
They never do anymore. They don't as much
right.
as they used to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Right. Yeah. Imagine how many outfits she has to fucking buy. Oh. Right? Men can just wear one goddamn suit or three or whatever.
Right.
She's just like, she'll be on the brink of Middle East peace. They'll be like, no, you wore that for the other peace talks. No. Now,
right.
You didn't wear it best. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh. I know. It's awful.
Yeah. So, who was your favorite person you played on Saturday Night Live?
The person waiting all night to go on.
Is that what it's like? It's cutthroat, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it was tough. But I suppose it was a good, at least proving ground because everything after that has been, just much more enjoyable and easy.
Right. Because you hear this, brutal for women
right
on Saturday Night Live but yeah so all right so you were born in James and grew up in Jamestown, New York.
Mm-hmm. I was
where
born
is that
in Pennsylvania,
I'm from Buffalo
though. I know I'd like to admit something really embarrassing because
okay,
I was about
please.
To ask you about
yes.
this
well you already did you said you had a crush on me
no that's not embarrassing John
that's
gosh,
embarrassing
I used to drive to Buffalo with my friend because we went to Barbizon.
Barbizon modeling school?
Barbizon. Yes.
Fucking fantastic.
I remember those commercials.
Isn't that awful?
If
you're tall and ugly and gangly and can't walk down the hall in high school, maybe you could be a model. And I fell for that with my friend who was 5'2". We drove there thinking that makeup was going to make a difference.
Right.
And, I'm a Barbizon graduate. I guess I should just come out and say that I'm proud of it.
So you're a model then?
Yeah.
Magical.
I really am. Yeah.
No, that's why I kind of felt for Heidi Cruz when, he tweeted the picture of his supermodel wife and, an unflattering picture. Because I was saying that at an event this summer, someone's like, would you like your picture with Christie Brinkley? I'm like, not really. No, really not at all. But,
You know, Heidi is campaigning with Carly Fiorina now.
No.
Oh.
But they're making a lot of stops because Carly's broom is very fast.
You caught me. John got me.
John. You're a scamp.
I was thinking, what if you'd asked me who my boyfriend was, and I said it was, the Lord, what, how would you guys have covered what would you have said? He's my only one. What would you have said? You wouldn't know what to say. What?
No, I
honestly,
just...
You'd have to say, that's great.
No, I just started touring again, and I have, you know, thank God for photo approval, because some pictures are fine, and others I'm like, Jesus Christ, I look like Gollum. I'm too old to tour.
No, no,
what
no.
What the fuck?
Where
like,
are you
no.
touring? We have to talk
sexy
about this.
Sexy liberal comedy tour.
Really?
And I'm like, you can't call it sexy liberal, because it was a joke, and I'm like, now you got it. I have to have photo approval, because that is awful.
Well, you're still sexy.
I'm Heidi Cruz in every picture.
You have not taken a bad photo. I've always looked. I've been listening to this show and following you since John called me from the car. I've not seen one bad photo. I mean it. You're a dish. This is nuts.
Thank you, Angel Muffin.
I'm right. For God's sakes. But so where is your are your tour dates online and everything?
Yes.
Okay.
SexyLiberal.com. We're not promoting me, Laura Keitlinger.
Well, I have nothing going on. I'm doing a show in at the Draft House in DC. But I want to talk to you about going on tour again, because
Wait a minute.
I've been starting, and it's tough to stop, like, you know.
And I have a book, Sexy Liberal, but I love this. It's my favorite review from the New York Times Book Review ever. Your book, Quick Shots of False Hope, was described as funny and disturbing. I just love that.
You know, it's so funny. That's that.
Disturbing how?
It's my New York Times quote that I almost printed on my pillowcase so I could look at it before I went to sleep. Well, I talked a lot about, they were short stories. It was a lot about my hometown, you know, growing up in
Jamestown.
A small town.
Where is that?
It's pretty close to Niagara Falls.
Okay.
I turn.
Buffalo, so yeah, I know. I'm near the American side of it.
I've done shows in Buffalo. Right. It's the most miserable town.
Oh, I know. Even as an upcoming Barbizon model, I thought it was dreary. Stephen,
I answered the phone at Yuck Yucks from Buffalo. Hi, Yuck Yucks.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
Right out of college. Yuck Yucks, outrageous. Can I help you?
They have to remind you to laugh.
For years I used to.
You got to laugh. Just forget about the fucking bills.
In case you don't know why you're here.
Yuck Yucks.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Jeez, isn't it true? Why didn't someone hug us more when we were kids?
Why are we even doing this? Why are we doing this? What the fuck? So, Laura, tell me your family. How many kids? How many what?
Well, I am a love child. My father was married with two kids, and he met my mother. And I found out years later, I didn't even know what a Jew was until I went to Emerson College. And my father
was the same way.
Jew.
My best friend at USC was Todd Stein. And at one point he said, I'm Jewish. I was like, what is that? And he was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Because I went to Catholic school my whole life. I was like, no, what is that? Is that a religion or is it a... He's like, are you serious? I was like, yes. Yes, I've never met a Jew. Like, I went to Catholic school, like, all the way through, you know, senior year in high school. Yeah. You too?
Yeah, well, just, or whatever. I mean, not a Catholic school, but just, you know, whatever public schools were.
Right.
And, but anyway, he was seeing my mom on the side, and she got pregnant. And then we sort of, you know, lived in the same town, but had to keep it a secret.
Oh boy!
Because
now you are from Buffalo.
I know. I was keeping my hometown a secret.
I was just with a woman that's kept it a secret for almost 3 years, but that's another story.
What, where she's from, or that she's illegitimate?
No, just.
I know.
Here, I designed this ring for you, and here's the dress I'm going to wear for our wedding, and let's get engaged at Christmas. And then I found out she didn't even tell her family we were back together. So it's just, but the same as being with a married man, right? That's it's right. Like, I can't tell my wife at Christmas and I'll tell her, you know, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember, it was funny because, well, I mean, that's what I wrote anyway, that not to get into the whole thing, but I wrote about that in the book.
Yeah.
And just a lot of weird things happened. There was a kid in our high school that was on acid with his friends and they... they arranged his kidnapping, and he was in on it.
Wow.
And then my mom's first husband, when she finally got married, was a sheriff, and they found this. Is this supposed to be a depressing hour?
Cause yes.
It's getting
Yes. Oh, no, that's exactly what we're hoping for.
Well, we just learned that other girl died.
Oh, I know. I know. How funny.
Fantastic.
But anyway, they wound up finding this.
I have more wine. Hang on. Go ahead.
Okay. Uh-huh. Let's drink. But okay. I wrote about that sort of depressing thing that, you know, there was a kid who was hit with an axe in my hometown, and the kids who were there with him then found him later and had no idea because they were all messed up. It's really shocking. Yeah. So it was, you know, funny things and unfunny things.
Wow.
In that book. But
let's
anyway.
Talk about something uplifting like the JFK assassination.
Yes, please.
So, no, wait, do you have siblings? What's the deal?
I had halves. met after my father died, I met brothers and sisters. Yeah.
Okay.
And do you have children at all?
No.
At all? What do you mean? Is there like a half thing with your children?
Well, maybe she married someone with
you
children.
You know, I have this bump that's growing out of my stomach. I kept
what
thinking.
What the fuck is that, John?
That's a little bit of a, maybe that's,
you've
maybe
only
I'm
been
pregnant.
Here for 5 minutes, John. What have you done?
I jerked off in the toilet.
You know, that was part of the sales pitch to get me in here.
Wow.
Though you can, wow. We're going to have dinner outside.
I
can watch me jerk off in the toilet through the through the bathroom window.
You can actually smoke
but
and
said,
jerk
but
off.
She said, Steph, she goes, look, you know, I don't want to be a pain, but I'm a vegetarian. I'm like, oh, no, Steph has plenty of friends like that.
Oh, no, he's a vegetarian. Yeah. I call them my pain in the assetarians because some of them are pescatarians, some of them are vegetarians, some are vegans,
some are wastoids.
Some are him. He just won't eat. Oh, my God, if you talk to him, he won't eat anything white.
Yeah, I don't like cheese.
Because he's a fucking racist.
I'm a racist.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm not a fan of the white man. I totally get it.
Yeah, I don't like cream, cheese. I don't like anything like that.
That's all right.
It grosses me out, man. Like, I haven't watched the Ted Cruz looking in his lip. I won't watch it. I almost
he ate a booger.
Gagged.
He ate a booger. He ate a booger, John.
Oh, no.
A booger.
Oh, boy.
And that was the least disgusting thing that's happened on the Republican side. Donald Trump is really? Like, what the fuck is happening with our country?
I don't know.
Well, we got to hope that Trump gets elected.
Why?
And I don't mean elected.
Nominated.
Yeah, nominated. Because
Now they're saying his polls are plummeting. I'm like, no.
No.
Oh, because you'll always have stuff to talk about. Well, what about that it cost Jeb, it was one, I just read, $130 million for Jeb Bush to not even play.
Poor
that,
Jeb.
But that, poor Jeb. That blows my mind. But, you know,
Jeb.
That, I was thinking, that's an expensive, you know, rite of passage, right, for his sons.
Sure is.
For a cotillion, you spend $130 million to buy his friends an address.
I think Barbara just at every family holiday will hit him in the back of the head just lightly. Just fucking loser.
I would hope at the very least.
Because she told him don't run.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, Barbara came out and said,
we don't want another Bush. And she's just like, oh, you fucking
didn't listen.
I like her. I didn't know that. Jeez.
You know,
it seemed like he did reluctantly. I mean, it seemed like he wasn't into it either. Really, yeah,
no,
I don't know.
No,
you know what? Thanksgiving.
It was like a hostage video. It was like an ISIS video the whole time. He's just like, oh, God, please just behead me. I just don't want to. Oh,
Donald Trump, you're the loser.
Well, you know, I guarantee he's waiting for this whole election cycle to go, and then he's going to run the next time. And, when there's not a Donald Trump to beat him up.
The first time I haven't liked a Bush, Laura. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good one. No, that's nice.
I'll wait till the bully graduates high school and I'll go back and think.
Laura, so what's your deal? Did you ever want to have kids or no? I didn't.
No. In fact, I had this discussion with my mother that I didn't even play with dolls when I was little. I had like stuffed animals. I guess I didn't even want the burden of carrying a doll around.
Right. Because it's a lot.
Yeah.
Sean plays with a lot of dolls.
What?
Only he has to blow them up.
Oh, jeez. All right, Laura, try to just soldier on.
I'm having fun. No, I
hate to ask you, but you need to move even closer to
oh,
John.
Oh, no,
because
I will.
Camera shot.
John's in my lap already. He's sitting in my lap.
I know. All right,
okay, it's fine.
I love Laura.
No, I know. We're pals now.
Well, who doesn't love her?
She's beautiful.
Oh,
she is beautiful.
I didn't know that in the car because I hadn't looked you up yet.
Is this getting creepy that you agreed to come into my basement where John and I both have crushes on you? And you
if
really
anyone's listening,
you might leave.
I'm right near a bus station. Okay.
She's not going to end up in the crawl space,
what?
Is she,
Wait
Sean?
A second.
No.
Are you blinking Morse code?
Just blink. Blink into the camera if you need to leave.
That's I wrote so on the back of my window in lipstick already before I came in.
Please help me.
Save me.
Save me. Help, if I'm not out. Wait a second. Stephanie, I have a question about you.
Yes.
Growing up with a father who was in the limelight, a well-known Republican.
Yes.
And you became your own person, a liberal. Did you guys fight at the table or anything? What was it like when you were growing up?
No, my dad died in 1983.
Okay.
No offense, Sean. I was a dumb millennial.
Okay.
I voted for Reagan, so I was like, I don't know, he seems really nice, and my dad is paying for college, and so I guess I was going to vote for Reagan. I don't really know.
Oh. Offense.
That wasn't an impression of you.
That's, yeah, generally what we sound like, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I didn't really have any, you know, like most kids, I didn't really have political beliefs. Mm-hmm. And then, they just, over time. And then my dad died 30 years ago. So I don't know what he would think, but I think he'd be embarrassed.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right?
About this mess?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, of course.
Your dad died in 83?
Yeah.
Same year my dreams died.
Oh. John. Mine died later, progressively. 1 year at a time.
That's why you're
95, my late night show.
I feel like I see the doors closing on the Ram Charger. This music.
I thought I was going to marry at Christmas.
I don't think that's over. I really don't. I have a kind of a psychic feeling.
Wow.
But I really don't.
What are you talking about? No, you have a new woman for me. Let's get
okay,
this shit going
I do,
on.
Okay, I do, but I do
let's call her.
Okay.
What?
No,
yeah, so I'm sorry.
Well, you will definitely meet her. Because she's a dishy blonde, smart, funny.
Uh-huh.
And, did you just put your thumbs down on smart and funny?
No, she was telling
him.
Oh, you're telling him to turn this down. Because it was a little too loud, the psychic music.
And, no, she's great. She,
cute.
Super cute. And she, works, not full time, but I guess I can go ahead and say she's a publicist and she's really smart and does all these benefits for animals and
wow
it's
oh,
great.
Oh I, I'm for animals.
Yeah me too
okay fantastic oh.
Do you want to invite her over on Saturday for our for the after happy hours?
Oh,
party?
We have a fantastic come for Saturday.
I would love to.
Okay,
yeah.
Saturday, Chris and Travis are my old my traitorous bastard ex producers are coming back. The Gay Swallows are returning.
Yeah.
Okay. San Juan Capistrano. Yes.
Oh, sure. That's right.
Yes.
I know it.
Yeah.
I've been there.
So you should bring her and Steph Will going to introduce you on the air, and that'll be a really, really, really cool.
Really awkward.
Really
yes,
awkward.
Yes, but that'll be very
really
cool.
Really awkward.
Great for television.
Yeah. Setup's awkward. Really awkward.
Great for television.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wait, are we being streamed live right now?
No, I'm saying that on Saturday.
I wish I had on more makeup.
You look fantastic. You are on television. You're going to be broadcast shortly.
Really?
Not right now live, but yes, you are. No, you're fantastic.
You're not.
Sean,
like,
isn't she hot?
No. Of course. I mean, is it going to be on screen, this whole thing?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Sean, if I were John.
No, but it's
when you bang her? When you bang her?
It's on like the computer. It's not on like television.
Yes, right. No, I know, but even on the computer.
Oh no, you look fantastic.
I need
you're hot.
Blush on my face.
No, you're hot.
Who cares?
Go on. I'll embarrass. I'll say something that'll embarrass, and you won't need the blush.
Okay. let me go like this. Pinch my cheeks. I had another question.
What? Oh yes, go ahead. Yes, yes, Laura. Yes.
Have you okay? When you're touring stuff, have you ever like done stand up on a cruise? Ever done one of those?
No,
things?
You know why? Because as if I'm fucking Ted Cruz, I get really
I
sick.
I just think I'm going to vomit.
I get really sick. I can't. I have motion sickness. I can't do cruises. I've never done one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because but now I've
Can you believe that six women want to fuck Ted Cruz? Seriously.
No.
Right?
No, I think his first name should be Carnival. He's disgusting. He makes people nauseous.
I think it's just, yeah. Ugh. Well, women have low self-esteem, traditionally.
Really? Do you think six women want to fuck him? Like,
I hate that he wears Levi's.
Oh, Grandpa Munster, yes, do me. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just, it's vomitous, isn't it? He's just... who knows, though? The National Enquirer, right? You were saying, like, they've been right about a lot of shit.
Yeah. Hey, look, I was in the National Enquirer for the top 80 worst celebrity bodies, and they were right.
That can't be true.
It's true. My mom calls me and goes, I saw you in the Enquirer. I think you look great. I think, oh, they made did a great article about me. Then I look up, worst celebrity bodies.
It's awful.
Thanks, Bob.
I think you're fantastic.
I still have it hanging up. That's how happy I am. They actually freaking called me a
celebrity. I bet you look better than the other people, though. Who were the other people?
No, it was me, De Niro, and Hoffman in the same page.
Oh,
so
well,
I was
there
like,
you go.
I'm with two of my idols. They called me a celebrity. This is positive.
It's fantastic.
That's really good. Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm sorry, I was just crunching.
That's all right. That's okay.
This is my favorite thing to do.
Oh, okay, got it. Isn't that annoying?
Yeah.
That's annoying. That's one of the top 10 annoying things when people go,
after a drink. Then,
right?
Yeah, then you feel
fucking annoying. Mm-hmm. God damn it. Laura,
yes?
So you're happy with your manses that you're with. You were with Jack Black for how many years?
Eight.
Eight?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I love Jack.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Are you guys amicable?
Yes.
Yes, no, they're good friends now. She doesn't want to talk about it. They're good friends now.
No.
I just
you know,
texted my
I said,
long-term ex the other day, and we, because, you know, sometimes every now and again, something will, he'll just make you laugh out loud because you'll think of like a moment, and you're like, oh my God, that was really funny.
Right.
Yeah.
We had four cats together. The last two were an accident, but we.
No, dear. Oh, dear. Okay. Do you want me to reveal on that how weird my moment was?
What? Your moment?
Which my moment one? That I texted my ex about because.
Yes. Oh, no, please do.
We broke up like almost 10 years ago. But,
okay.
So she was a triple horse in astrology, and she was very horse-like. She had like, well, she used to be a model.
How can you be a
she
triple
horse? She used to be a model,
horse?
But she had like long legs, and she had like big teeth.
Yeah.
And so I used to joke with her, and she always used to go, like a horse, which is ridiculous. But so it was just a stupid thing I used to do. She liked it. I would like lift her lips apart, and I go like, oh, yeah. We're going to get a lot of money for you at the fair. And that was like,
that's hilarious.
But she loved it. She'd like check me. And I was like, yeah, we're going
to. I still don't know what
stupid couple shit that you just go like, I don't know. It was just funny to us.
That is really funny. But I don't. What does a triple horse mean?
Oh, in
Chinese
astrology,
yeah.
She's a triple horse.
Oh, really?
She was very horse-like. Yes.
But what is that? What signs are horses under?
I don't know. Oh well, she was a Gemini. But
oh, okay.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
I'm
but
sure.
You know, it's stupid shit. You
no, I'm.
Are
interested.
You ready for a bad joke?
Yes.
What?
I'm sure she was a very good neighbor.
Wow, that was really bad.
I told you it'd be bad.
That was bad.
No, that wasn't bad.
No, that was
adorable. It was very well done. I think Mr. Ed would turn over in his grave and say,
"Oh, what the hey?"
But I remember she used to. Oh, Jesus Christ. On a fucking popsicle stick.
Oh, come on. Pony up.
No, you know what?
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Here
okay.
we go.
Oh, okay. All right.
Come on. I don't want to bail, but let's just.
Hey.
Hey. Max, do you have one?
It's Fred.
Oh, Fred. Oh, it's
no,
Fred.
Fred, no.
Fred. I'm sorry.
Fred. Yeah. You know, we all have our stupid shit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she had a different dance for every HBO theme song.
Who did?
My ex, Sopranos, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have a different dance for HBO.
So she would dance before it came on.
Yeah, exactly.
Woke up this morning.
Got myself a girl.
What are you kids watching?
Okay, don't say anything, but I'm done with House of Cards, and it was fucking fantastic. And then the last thing, remember when? Okay, sorry.
The last
episode.
Cute.
Oh my God!
I watched Jane the Virgin. Did you watch that one?
No, I watched Happen Leonard.
Happen
really?
Leonard. Where is that?
That is on Sundance TV.
Ah.
Michael Kenneth Williams is brilliant. He was also in Boardwalk Empire. Mm-hmm. He's phenomenal, and it's such a good show.
Wow. Have you watched House of Cards?
I did, yeah.
Are you done?
Not.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm done.
Intermittently. I mean, I haven't watched it steadily. So, no, I don't know. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, so the last. Okay, in the last episode. Ah! Did you see it? Did you watch?
WWW.
It's my favorite scene in Austin Powers when he.
Because we played that whole thing when.
Is this the 90s Trump, basement? Is that why I'm here?
Yes.
No, we were doing it because of Trump.
No, Trump actually shushed Jeb Bush. He was like, shush.
Oh, that is great. Yeah. Okay.
I was like, it was the Austin Powers scene. He was like, shush.
And here's another bag of shush.
Here's a bag of shush.
www.shush.com. Oh, Lord.
It's fantastic. What an election. What the fuck's going to happen, Laura?
I want Bernie to win.
You do? Okay.
Am I now?
All right, no. John and I are Hillary people, but and my stem cell there is a Bernie.
The kids love Bernie. Yep.
The kids.
I can't help.
I think at this point you're just trying to pretend to be a kid for Bernie. You're
not
even sure.
I'm not a kid for one thing.
I don't know if you heard, but he's 45.
No, he's not. No, he is not.
No, he's going to be 30, actually.
He's a stem cell.
Yep.
Are you still for Bernie?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, he's feeling the burn.
All right. Whatever.
Oh, that's.
Did you see
your next guest is here?
No, that's a friend.
You got to go. No. Did you see that someone maced a person, a Trump supporter, called her an N-word loving communist, and maced them and said, "Oh, I bet now you're feeling the burn."
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
I don't understand why the N-word is anywhere. Even, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
When people call me that, which I've been a lot, I'm like, yes, I am. Thank you.
Well, sure. There's certain directors that seem to, like, you know,
The N-word.
Yeah, the Hateful Eight I saw, and I thought, it doesn't need to be in there. And, you know, even if you're a screenwriter if you're writing something based on a book or whatever, but I don't know why you still see it everywhere or why you still hear it.
Right.
Because it's so unnecessary.
Right.
And there isn't really, being called a cracker isn't the equivalent, because there's just so much more hate and just degradation behind that word.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, and I almost feel like if I'm watching a TV show and there's an African-American person, I think, okay, someone will have to say it. Someone will have to say that word.
Well, right. I hate that.
And I don't see why.
Yeah.
I don't even like that the rappers use it. Yeah. I mean, shouldn't we just move away from this word and make it just disappear?
All the white fuckers say that. They're like, "Ooh, the rappers say it. Why can't we say it?"
And no, I'm not saying that.
No, I know. But I mean, Tashina Arnold was on our show and she was like, fucking took down a caller that said that, like, in nobody's business. She's like, "You're a grown ass man. Do you not know why a white person can't say that the same way a black rapper can say it?"
Ugh.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it because my children would never use the word, but yet they hear, you know, all these black rappers do it. But even doesn't mean they're going to do it, but why do we have to keep it? But I guess they have to do it.
Yeah.
They don't have to.
No, they don't have to.
They really don't have to. I mean, maybe rappers do, but if you're writing for a show, a TV show, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
You could say anything else.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, the great thing would be not to say it at all.
Yeah.
Let an African-American person be in a movie or on a TV and don't use that word.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen.
I'm surprised more people don't say, "Hey, that's gratuitous. I don't want to."
I mean, listen, I've banned the N-word on my show, although I still say faggot because I'm gay, so I feel like it's okay.
Right, sure.
When I'm parroting a white, homophobe.
Unless, let's face it, some people really are faggots. No, okay, no, I'm not. Oh, come on, no.
By the way, your friend of mine, John Canale, who was the other writer on Will and Grace,
of course,
wrote a letter that is in the Smithsonian to that right-wing religious guy.
Oh, I love that. I remember that.
Responding to how offended he was at Will and Grace was fucking brilliant.
And there was a letter from, I forgot, I don't know what they're called when they try to change you.
Right. What's it called? Conversion therapy.
Conversion therapy, right. There was a letter also that I think that it was partly John Canale helped, kind of initiate, I guess, to get them to stop writing letters and say, "Hey, look, I'm not going to, and I don't believe in it."
Right.
And that's how, that I thought, you know, that was one of the things I thought might be in this, you know.
Right.
The Will and Grace columns. Too,
yeah,
because of that.
Yeah,
I mean, was that the same letter?
When you
wrote, Laura,
when you wrote for Will and Grace, think about how long ago that was, and how far we've come. Like now, like whether it's Georgia, they've caved on the gay thing because of businesses. I think North Carolina is going to do the same thing, right? I mean, it's just, and it's like, wasn't it Joe Biden that said it's partially because of Will and Grace?
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
yeah, but don't you think that's true? That it's like it all moves. It forward when people go, "Oh, there are people that I relate to or think are funny."
Right. Oh, no, I definitely think so. I mean, I think it was so helpful.
Fred is with John.
And well, that's okay.
This is the closest I'm going to get since Laura's taken.
All right. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
you were saying that, that's, you know, what they've done. I mean, you guys moved it forward. You really
did. Steph, I'm loaded right now. I can't even believe we're still on the air.
No, I will say that, all these Republicans against same-sex marriage and all this stuff are on the wrong side of history, and they're all going to look like the Burgermeisters from Santa Claus is coming to town, because they're just going to just deteriorate, and at one point we're all going to love each other and not give a crap about all this freaking hate.
And the Republicans are the most sexually repressed. You know that there will be a press conference where, you know, I guess, who was it? Senator Craig, you know, came out.
Cruz.
No, a long time ago.
Larry Craig.
Larry Craig.
Yes.
Came out and apologized for, you know, being in
his
a bus
wide
terminal.
Stance. Yeah. Right, yeah.
And one of my big problems is when these men come out and bring their wives while they're apologizing for, you know, sleeping with guys and, you know, at a bus station. And then the women have to just sit there like, yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, these press conferences are just like, these women are like,
yeah. Larry Craig was a toilet toe toucher, right?
Yes.
He could be, but I mean, you know, make, you know, and these women, I just feel like, you know, saying you're busy, you've got to go out. I can't stand next to you when you say that you'd rather, you know, blow a guy in a bus terminal. I can't say our marriage is really okay with that, right?
It's my just favorite outrageous. Was, what's his name, McGreevy, right, in New Jersey? His wife was just like,
that, yeah. Oh.
Just like wide-eyed, just like, oh.
I'm surprised they haven't invented some sort of, like, well, you know, it's called alcohol-induced homosexuality. It's right. Something that happens to all Republican senators. And we just, you know,
seriously,
we're trying, my wife is helping me, you know, get through. Whatever.
He was like, I'm a gay American. And she was just there like a deer in the headlights. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is news to me, but okay. Yeah.
I don't know what got me on.
Yeah, but hopefully it's a whole new America, as they say.
Wouldn't that be something?
America.
America. Exactly. What can we promote? What can we? How can we follow you and stalk you and adore you like
I'll be
I do?
Following you home,
oh,
you know?
You're a well, John already knows. John's already, you know, waiting in the back seat of my car. I'm on Twitter at King Keitlinger, and I also have a laurakeitlinger.com, but I'll be in the have you ever played the Draft House?
No, I haven't.
In D.C.? I heard it was great.
Oh, my God. I've heard it's fantastic.
Yeah, and that's April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Okay.
And then I'm doing the Halifax Comedy Festival on the 27th and 30th.
That's how I found out that it was actually Laura Keitlinger that was following me on Twitter. Fucking bam.
You are sweet.
Aww,
well, I'm going to see you Saturday. Now
I know.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Oh, come back. Please.
And you're going to bring the girl, right?
Of course, of course.
Yeah, bring the girl. Okay.
I'm the matchmaker. I'm Fiddler on the Roof.
I like that.
Listen, I think this is going to end well tonight for you, John, even though she lives with someone.
No, we just need some more vodka. I think.
Yes. Yeah, we got more. We got more upstairs. Laura Keitlinger, I adore you. You are so fucking gorgeous and talented and amazing writer and performer. I'm so thrilled to meet you.
Yes.
You
too. Cheers to you. You've had a great career. And you know, I admire
No,
you've had. You were having a great career.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to get you
fucked,
John.
Okay, now the foot's back in my mouth.
No, fucking asshole. I love you, Laura. That's so funny. Happy fucking happy hour.